The dream. Into the dark. A dream. Wake up!
Recurring dreams. Recurring dreams. Recurring dreams. One recurring dream I have often is that Noam and I have renovated a loft, much like the one we renovated on 242 South First Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
That's with a 5 and a 2.
But in the dream, the loft is much bigger, and someone else has renovated it before we got it. Whoever renovated it before us had some odd tendencies, colored light bulbs, carpeting, weird stages and platforms with wood steps leading to weird little sections of rooms, odd colored walls, drapes, curtains, things I wouldn't choose to use. So we say, oh, we'll just take those curtains down, we'll move the drapes, we'll pull up the carpeting, we'll tear out those stages and those steps and make it really nice. Paint it white, put in some nice flooring. Noam gets his space, I get mine. I'm thinking about recording studios and acoustics and sound treatment. Noam is thinking about big walls for painting. And often in the dream, we're all set up. Noam has his space. I have mine. And I open a door into a whole new space that I didn't know was there. And it's big. It's huge. I thought it was just a closet. And I thought, oh, that's cool. There's a little closet. I can have some storage. And I open the door and there's a little string. And I pull the string and a dingy little light bulb lights up. And it illuminates a big space. And all of a sudden, the space has windows that provide natural light. And I step into this huge space and I think, whoa, I didn't know that there was a whole other room back here. Huge. It's got to be 800 square feet, this room alone. I've just doubled the space of my place. And then immediately I think, oh, well, me and Noam have split this together. We got to figure out who gets this space. It's kind of perfect. It's sort of already attached to my space. But, you know, we got to be fair. So let's figure it out. How are we going to break it up? It's a good problem to have, though. This new space is connected to my space. And there's a door that connects it to Noam's space. There's a door between us. There's a door that connects us.
There were doors that connected us.
And he was having a dream.
Another recurring dream I have is about a legal graffiti spot, a legal spot to paint. And it's a huge, sprawling, abandoned warehouse neighborhood. I imagine it to be something like Detroit. I've never been to Detroit, but I imagine certain sections that are just huge and sprawling and big buildings that are halfway abandoned or entirely abandoned for blocks and blocks, maybe miles, maybe 3 square miles of abandoned warehouses, where it's pretty much totally legal to paint. And so in the dream, I'm always driving, and I'm just driving by these walls, checking them out. And every time I see some cool stuff, I think, wow, that's pretty good. And I go around a corner, and I see some amazing shit. Wow, that wall is sick. And I see these pieces vivid in my dreams with color and 3D and popping electricity and bricks and blockbuster style and top to bottom and full productions. Detailed images of these productions. And I'll often wake up and think, oh, that is sick. I gotta sketch that. But they're so much more advanced than what I'm capable of doing. One of those moments when you wish you could take a snapshot of your dream or record your dream. Sometimes it's accompanied with music, fat beats. I'll wake up thinking, oh, that beat is sick. I wish I could just record it real quick and then recreate it. And of course, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours later, I don't even remember the dream hardly, let alone the melody and the rhythm and the drum patterns for that beat I was hearing, or the color selection and the outlines and the crazy choices made for the full wall productions. Another dream I have all the time is that I'm chilling up on the mountain. It's super high altitude. It's beautiful. The sun is out. It's really grassy, soft bed of grass that I can lay on and take a little nap. Wake up, there's butterflies flying around and maybe little super high altitude grasshoppers sort of quietly jumping around. It's very serene and peaceful and nice. It's high altitude. It's probably 13,000 feet above sea level. It was easy to get up. It was just a nice traverse up the ridges and straight up to the top, no problem. And all of a sudden, it's not very chill at all. Actually, it's pretty sketchy. I'm on a cliff. How the hell did I get on this cliff? It's like a 2,000 foot drop. If you fall, you die. How am I going to get down? It's like loose and scrambly and like loose rock is falling down, down. I can't even hear the rocks fall to the bottom. They fall so far down. And I don't even want to sit up. I don't even want to stand up. I try to sit up and I start sliding down this cliff. And I put my feet out and my hands out and try to brace myself with all four limbs. But I'm on a ledge. And at the edge of the ledge is a 2,000 foot drop. And I can't even move because the rock is so loose. If I move, I might just roll off the ledge with the rocks. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Which is usually when I wake up. And it's, you know, haha, you know, whatever. Little fucking stress dream, anxiety dream. Oh, whatever. Explain it away. Haha. But I keep having it. My fear of heights.
He will not fall down. Wake up!